Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad you're here. Want to point out that the first Friday of most months triggers the return of our First Friday Arts segment. So here we are, July 1st, talking about arts and entertainment options for the coming weeks. They include a rather big day, as we said, coming up Monday. That is right. It is Independence Day weekend, so all the fireworks and parades and related events are fair game for this month's First Friday Arts segment. Call with arts events from your community. Call to tell us about the fireworks observances. Call to tell us about parades in your community. Everything is fair game for First Friday Arts for the month of July. A couple of phone lines open at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. If you get a busy signal, hang on. We turn the phones over every couple of minutes here, and so we'll get to you. So go ahead and give us a call with your arts events for our First Friday Arts segment. We start with Jeff. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. What's going on?
How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
All right. Thanks for having us. Good, good. I've actually got a very unique event planned in Talent. This next week, which would be Friday the 8th, it's a two-part thing. Feature artists will actually be doing something with the theme of animals or dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will usually last from 5 to 9. There'll be a couple different artists there. Now, and then the next day is a very unique part taken out from the pages of Tibet. They do an event called the Kukuritar, which is where a dog whisperer will actually bless a dog, and people are encouraged to bring their dog down. There will be a dog whisperer there that will put a little bit of a sort of marking on them, work with them, and send them on their way. And 20% of the proceeds we sell from the art will actually go to the Humane Society.
All right, so it's a blessing of the dogs on Saturday, and what's the stuff that's going on Friday night in Talent?
Friday night is just our normal second Friday art walk in Talent, mm-hmm. And Kindred Spirits is usually the hub for that. We have a bunch of different artists, and anything that we sell, any of that art that we sell on that night, will actually 20% of those will go to the Humane Society.
All right, so a lot of stuff going for the dogs for that particular weekend.
And, that's right. So people are encouraged to bring their dogs down at the event on Saturday. It goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we'll have all sorts of, treats and food for the dogs, and it's all about them that day.
Okay, so kind of a doggy weekend next weekend, July 8th and 9th in Downtown Talent, second Friday art walk on Friday evening, and the blessing of the dogs, as you say, Saturday between 11 and 4.
That's correct.
All right, Jeff, thanks for calling. Good to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. You are welcome to join our First Friday arts discussion as well. Let us know about arts events coming to your town, 4th of July parades, 4th of July fireworks. All those things are fair game in July and First Friday. 800-838-3760 over the phone. Let's go to Barbara in Wairika. Welcome to First Friday Arts.
Oh, good morning, Jeff. At the present, we have an exhibit, which is a collaborative effort by two artists who have both spent many years traveling in the landscape of Klamath and Shasta region and rediscovering ancient indigenous worlds and taking foot journeys into the high country to find and honor forgotten and sacred places. Daniel Rip is a photographer inspired by nature, but his photo art reveals a hidden and live spirit realm in the elements of natural landscape. He lives in upstate New York, but he's spent every summer of the last 13 years coming home to the Klamath River region and making sacred journeys with his camera. This exhibition shows a progression of his photo art over many such journeys. B. Nina Holzer is a writer and visual artist who grew up in the Austrian Alps, but has called Siskiyou County her home for decades. Her art and writing are often inspired by the many indigenous cultures she's lived with and by a sacred perspective of life and the natural world. Nina likes to use all her senses in art making, thus creating a visual, textural, word, and sound environment. This exhibition features her poetry, fiber art, and multimedia art, expressing many sensory experiences on her journey. Both artists invite you to experience a journey in the local landscape from an ancient and sacred perspective. This show is hung in a particular sequence so as to tell a story in the timeless tradition of spiritual traveling, such as exists all over the world, But this is especially alive in the stores and ceremonies of the local tribal cultures along the Klamath River. And this is running through, July 29th. It's on at present, runs through July 29th, and it's located at Liberty Arts Gallery, 108 West Minor Street in Wairika, California. You can also visit www.libertyartswairika.org, and you'll probably see some of the featured pieces on the website.
But that's interesting, Barbara, that you mentioned it's almost like a vision quest in the sense that you do it in the sequence that it's given. It's not like wander in from the right side of the room and come back this way.
Of course you can, but it's nice to walk around and see the progression. And the photographs are fabulous of some places I bet, many, many people probably have never visited. And they had, special permission to go and visit some of these places. And Nina does a lot of wool fiber art, and her poetry is lovely. So I think people will enjoy this. It's rather a different sort of exhibit.
Okay, Art for Many Senses at the Liberty Arts Gallery in Wairika, on the walls until July 29th. So thank
July
you so much.
29th.
All right. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate that. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Let me remind the other callers, 800-838-3760 for arts events and 4th of July weekend events around the region. Go ahead, Steve.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having us on.
Sure.
Today, first Friday of July at the New Zone Gallery, located at 164 West Broadway, we'll have our opening reception for Stephen Seals. He does acrylics on canvas. His show is called Color of Oregon. He's got these wonderful pieces from the Oregon Country Fair, the Eugene Saturday Market, the Oregon Coast. Very colorful. He fills up the whole featured artist wall. In our Klausmeier room, we have our spotlight artist, Andrea Ross. She does felted work. The name of her show is Apocalypse Carousel. The reception starts at 5:30 tonight. A couple other things to mention. We do have a fundraiser for Women's Space put on by the Oregon Glass Guild in our community hallway, and the pieces will be up for open auction throughout the month. We also have a live drawing sessions every Wednesday starting at 7. A couple other notes. The gallery, after 10 years being in its location, will be leaving. We will have our closing reception on the first Friday, August 5th. So come out for that. We are seeking a new space, and we are asking the business building owners or property management companies to help assist us so we can continue to bring the arts alive in downtown Eugene. One other note, Oregon Art Beat came out the other day. They are going to rebroadcast a segment they did of my work. I do steampunk art. It was a very popular broadcast, telecast, and they came out to do an update and to do some videotaping of some of the artists, art that we have at the gallery, and that will air sometime in November. So again, thank you for having us. Everybody have a wonderful and safe 4th, and thanks again there, Jeff.
So Steve, let me understand. So you're right now at your 164 West Broadway in Eugene, but the closing ceremony on August 5th, and at this point you don't know what your new home is going to be?
Not as this time yet. If worst case scenario, we will become just an entity, and you can check us out at www.newzonegallery.org. So as of yet, we have not found a space yet. It's just right now we were paying only $250 a month for this beautiful space downtown, and that's just in the past now. We're lucky to have 10 years out of that location. So come on up this Friday, of course, tonight, and the following next Friday for a big closing blowout reception.
All right. Thanks. Good to hear from you, Steve, and best of luck with looking for the new place. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We're inviting your calls with arts events from around the region. Let us know about what's going on stages, in dance, in music, in theater, in fireworks, in parades. I mean, it's the 4th of July weekend, so anything and everything fair game for this First Friday Arts segment. 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. And I had him and I lost him. Where did he go? Is he on line Six now? Okay, five. No, he's not there. Let's go to John. Welcome to John. It looks like in Central Point. Welcome to the Exchange on First Friday. Okay, now I got my names backwards again. Let's go. It looks like it's it Rick on six? Nope. Okay, who we got? I need a name here. Rick on one. Rick on Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This month we have the last four shows of 9 to 5. Saturday is mostly sold out. Sunday is mostly sold out. But you want to come tonight, tomorrow matinee, we do have some tables for our final shows. And then in 2 weeks, we open, like we talked about last month, we open Chicago, our big 13-person musical extravaganza.
How big, Rick, is the dressing room at the Oregon Cabaret Theater? The stage itself is not very big. I'm wondering, you've got 13 performers.
It comfortably seats six.
So are you finding other places for the other seven people to find places to get dressed?
Yeah, we've sort of buried, you know, unburied a shoe closet, so we fit the 9 to 5 cast in there barely, but we'll have some actors in the house getting ready, like cabaret. We'll have some actors in, you know, what is normally our upstairs prop storage room. So we're finding nooks and crannies in which to house our folks.
So what is the opening date for Chicago?
It's July 14th.
July 14th, right there on Bastille Day. And I wonder how long it takes to change over the stage at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. It's not a very big stage, but your sets can be fairly elaborate with overhead walkways and ladders and staircases.
And this one's got four ladders and two stories to house the upstairs musicians. The bare bones of it happens very quickly, because not only do we have to change over in time to do the next show, as soon as we can get the stage into a condition where they can actually rehearse on it, we like that process to take as little as 3 days. So the whole thing comes down in a day. The whole new one comes up like 2 days after that. And, of course, for the week or so after that, painting and detail work happens. But in order to get into tech, in order to get the actors dancing on the space, they'll actually be dancing. The thing has to happen very, very rapidly. So Robert Work, who's our technical director, does a really great job of sort of facilitating that rapid changeover.
Are you keeping any of the cast members from 9 to 5 over for Chicago?
Yeah, this is actually the most we've ever sort of had in the changeover, and the poor cast members are very tired, because right now we're, you know, seven shows a week, and they're also rehearsing Chicago. So we have Jake and Edgar, who are dancers of 9 to 5. We have Galloway, who's coming over. Katie Worley-Beck, who plays Judy, is one of the merry murderesses in the prison. Billy Breed, who plays various roles in 9 to 5, including Judy's husband, is Amos. And I'm missing one person because they're six. But we have six of those actors who are coming over into Chicago.
All right. So big time's going on down at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. What's the closing date again for 9 to 5?
It's this Sunday. It's July 3rd.
Okay. July 3rd is the last show of 9 to 5. And then Chicago opens on July 14th at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, the Old Pink Church in Ashland. Rick, thanks for joining us once again on First Friday.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right, take it easy. We still have a couple of phone lines left if you'd like to join us in the remainder of this First Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. We're looking for arts events to talk about throughout the region. And, of course, we can talk about fireworks shows as well. Where are you going to watch fireworks on Monday evening? Where are you going to see the bombs bursting in air? Let us know about that. 800-838-3760. Talk about parades in your community as well. Quite a few of those around the region. Things that are unusual in 4th of July observances. We'd love to hear about those as well. Join us at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, to let us know about 4th of July events in your town. Next call goes to John. Sorry to get you up the false the first time, but welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Like I said, my name is John. I'm Scoutmaster for Troop 7 in Medford, and every 4th of July we do pancake breakfast at the Central Point Parade. And we start serving pancakes at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we go till about 10:30.
All right. So, is it a benefit?
Yeah, basically it's a fundraiser for our scouts. Funds that are made over and above the cost is divided by each scout's participation in the event and goes into their personal scout account to pay for scout camp and needed essentials. We have a silent auction. I have a lot of great items in that auction this year, some vacation time over at the coast, a really good event.
Okay, and then this all leads up to the major 4th of July parade in downtown Central Point, correct?
Yeah, they're actually having the parade while we're serving pancakes.
Okay.
We don't get to participate in the parade.
All right, all going on at the same time. Big day in Central Point, big day in lots of communities on the 4th of July. John, thanks for joining us on this First Friday Arts segment.